This is the Aviat Merli of the 16th of March 2025. Original date, the 5th of March 2004. Cremate your weak sanskars and celebrate the true holy, for only then will the world be transformed. Today, Bapdada was seeing his Raj Dulari, beloved princely children, from everywhere. Only you handful of elevated souls out of multi-millions receive God's love and affection. Baba is seeing the three royal thrones of each of you children. It is only at the confluence age that you children receive these three thrones. Can you see the three thrones? One is the throne of the forehead, on which the soul is sparkling. The second throne is God's heart throne. You are seated on the heart throne, are you not? Then the third throne is the future world throne. You have become the most fortunate of all by being seated on the heart throne. Only you fortunate children have received this throne of God's heart. You will definitely receive the throne of the kingdom of the world in the future, but who has a right to it? Those who become self-sovereigns, the masters of themselves at this time. If you don't have self-sovereignty, you cannot receive the kingdom of the world, because it is through the self-sovereignty of this time that you attain the kingdom of the world. All the sanskars for the kingdom of the world are created at this time. So, does each one of you constantly experience yourself to be a self-sovereign? You know the praise of the future kingdom, do you not? It is one religion, one kingdom, law and order, a kingdom that is full of peace, happiness and prosperity. Do you remember how many times you have had self-sovereignty and the kingdom of the world? Do you remember how many times you have ruled? Do you remember it clearly? Or do you only remember it by making effort to remember it? You ruled yesterday and you will rule tomorrow. Do you have such a clear awareness? The souls who are constantly self-sovereigns at this time will have this awareness clearly. So are you self-sovereigns? Are you this all the time, or only sometimes? What would you say? Are you constantly self-sovereigns? This is the turn of the double foreigners. Are you constantly self-sovereigns? Pandavs, are you this all the time? Baba is asking if you are this all the time. Why? If you are not constantly self-sovereigns in this one birth, and it is a short birth, then how will you attain that constant self-sovereignty for 21 births? Do you want to claim the sovereignty of the kingdom for 21 births, or only for sometimes? What do you want? Do you want to become this all the time? Constantly? At least nod. Acha. You want to become sovereigns for 21 births. Someone who has a right to the kingdom means to be a sovereign even in the royal family. only a few will sit on the throne. But there, the royal family receives as much respect as those who have a right to the throne. They too are said to be those who have a right to the kingdom. However, that account is connected with the present time. If it is only sometimes now, then it will also be sometimes at that time. If it is all the time now, it will be all the time then. So to claim the full right from Bapdada means to claim a right for the present and for the future full 21 births. So are you double foreigners, those who will claim the full right, half or only a little? What will you take? You want to claim your full rights? Full, not even one birth less. So what will you have to do? Bapdada makes every child into one who has full rights. Have you become this? Are you sure? Or is there a question as to whether you will become this or not? Do you have this question? Do you sometimes have this question? I don't know whether I will become this or not. You have to become this. Are you sure? Those who want to become this, raise your hands. You definitely have to become this. Acha. Of which rosary are all of you beads? Of the 108? How many have come here? Are all of you going to become part of the 108? However, you are 1,800 here. So will you increase the rosary of 108? Acha, but you wouldn't like to be of 16,000. Would you become part of 16,000? You will not, will you? You have this faith and it is fixed. You should have this experience. Who else will become this if I don't? Do you have this intoxication? If you don't become this, no one else will become this, will they? You are the ones who are going to become this. Say, we are the ones. Pandavs, are you going to become this? Acha. Those sitting at the back, are you going to become this? Have you looked at yourselves in the mirror? Have you? Bapdada surrenders himself on seeing the face of each of you children. Wah, wah, each child wah. You are those who perform wonders, are you not? Wah, wah. It is not why, is it? Does it sometimes become why? No. It is either why or high, and the third is to cry. However, you are those who are wah, are you not? Bapdada has special pride in the double foreigners. Why? The people of Bharat invited the father into Bharat. However, the father has special pride in you double foreigners because you have tied Bapdada in the bond of love with your honesty. The majority are honest. Some do hide things, but the majority of you do place your weaknesses in front of the Father with honesty. The Father loves honesty more than anything else. And this is why, even on the path of devotion, they say, God is the truth. Honesty is most loved, and those who have honesty also remain clean. They remain clean and clear. This is why the string of love for the honesty of the double foreigners pulls Bapdada. Sometimes some are a little mixed. However, you double foreigners must never let go of this speciality of yours, honesty. The power of honesty works like a lift. Everyone loves honesty. Pandavs, do you like it? Even those from Madhuban like honesty. All of you from the different places of Madhuban, raise your hands. Daddy says that all of you are the arms. So those from Madhuban, Shantivan, all of you, raise your hands. Raise your hands high. Do those from Madhuban like honesty? Those who have honesty will find it very easy to remember the Father. Why? The Father is also the truth. So those who are honest will quickly be able to remember the true Father. They don't have to make effort. If even now you find that you have to labour to have remembrance, then you should understand that honesty is lacking somewhere or other in your subtle thoughts or in your dreams. Where there is honesty, as soon as you have the thought, Baba, the Lord becomes present. This is why Bapdada loves honesty a lot. So, Bapdada is giving all of you children this signal. If you want to claim your full inheritance for 21 births, then check your own kingdom now. Become a self-sovereign now, and to the extent that you become this, accordingly, you will receive a right. There is the praise of the one kingdom. There will be just one kingdom, not two. So in your present stage of self-sovereignty, is there constantly just the one kingdom? Is there self-sovereignty? Or is there sometimes the kingdom or the rule of someone else too? If it is sometimes the kingdom of Maya, then would you call it the kingdom of someone else, or of your self-sovereignty? So check that you constantly have the one kingdom, and that you are not dependent on others. It is sometimes Maya's kingdom, and sometimes your own. From this you can understand that you are still claiming your full inheritance. It means you haven't received it, but are still to receive it. So check, do you constantly have one kingdom? One religion? Religion means dana. So what is the special dana? That of purity. So is there the one religion, that is, purity in your thoughts and dreams? If there is even a shadow of impurity in your thoughts or dreams, what would you say? Is that one religion? Is there complete purity? So check this. Why? Time is now moving fast. So time is moving fast. And if you are going slowly, you will not be able to reach your destination in time. Therefore, constantly check, is there the one kingdom? Is there the one religion? Is there law and order? Or does Maya give her orders? God's children follow the law and order of Srimat, not the law and order of Maya. Therefore check, all the sanskars of the future must now be visible, because it is now that you have to be filled with those sanskars. You will not fill yourselves with them there. You have to fill yourselves with them here. Do you have happiness? Do you have peace? Do you have prosperity? Your happiness now is not based on the facilities, is it? Do you have supersensuous joy? The facilities are for the support of your physical organs. Supersensuous joy is not based on the facilities. Do you have constant, unbroken peace? It never breaks, does it? What is the praise of the kingdom of the golden age? Unbroken peace. Unshakable peace. Do you have that fullness? What happens with wealth? You become complete and full. Do you have the wealth of everything? The virtues, the powers and knowledge are your wealth. What would be the sign of that? If you are full of all wealth, what is the sign of that? Contentment. The basis of all attainment is contentment. Discontent is a sign of a lack of attainment. So check, let there not be even one speciality missing. You are going to create the whole world on the basis of the sanskars of the present time. The sanskars of the present time will create the future world. So what do all of you say? Who are you? You are world transformers, are you not? Are you those? Are you world transformers? So before becoming world transformers, you are self-transformers. So all of you need to check these sanskars in yourself. From this, you can understand whether you are in a rosary of 108 or somewhere in the front or the back. This checking is your mirror. See your present and future in this mirror. Can you see it? You have now come to celebrate Holi. You have come to celebrate Holi. That is good. You have spoken about the meaning of Holi, have you not? You have you not? So today, Bapdada is especially speaking to you double foreigners, and those from Madaban are also with you. This is very good. Bapdada is also speaking to those from Madaban, as well as speaking to you. All those who have come, whether you have come from Bombay, Delhi or anywhere else, at this time, all of you are Madaban residents. Where are the double foreigners residents of at this time? You are Madaban residents, are you not? It is good to be a resident of Madaban, is it not? So, to all the children, whether you are sitting here in front of Bapdada, or whether you are sitting at your own place, or anywhere else, Bapdada wants there to be one transformation. If you have courage, Bapdada will tell you about it. Do you have courage? Do you have this courage? Do you have courage? You will have to do it. You will have to do it, so don't raise your hands just like that and think that it has to happen. Not like that. It is very good to raise your hand, but raise the hand of your mind. Today, don't just raise that hand, but raise the hand of your mind. You double foreigners are sitting close, and so the things of the heart are told to those who are close. It has been seen that the majority of you have very good love for Bapdada and service. You cannot stay without the Father's love, and you also cannot stay without doing service. This certificate of the majority of you is very good. Bapdada sees everywhere, but... There is a but. The sound that comes from the majority is, there is one or another old sanskar, which even against my desire still pulls me. So you now have to come to celebrate holy, and holy means, let the past be the past. It has happened, it is now over. So if you have any sanskar, even slightly, 5%, 10% or even 50%, no matter how much it is, if it is even 5%, then burn the holy of those sanskars. Those of you who think that this sanskar disturbs you and everyone else from time to time, you do understand what this is, do you not? Do you understand it? So one holy is for burning and the other holy is for colouring. There are two types of holy. The meaning of holy is past. So now Bapdada wants that whatever sanskars you still have, due to which transformation of the world is not taking place, burn that weak sanskar today, that is, cremate that weak sanskar. To burn is also called having a cremation, is it not? When a person dies, they say there will be the cremation, that is, it has to be finished for all time. So today, can you have the cremation of even those sanskars? Can you do that? You say, I don't want those sanskars to come, but they do come, and so what can I do? Do you think like this? Acha, it comes by mistake. If something you have given away to someone comes back to you by mistake, what will you do? Will you carefully put it in a cupboard? So even if it does come back, don't keep it in your hearts, because the Father is sitting in your hearts, is he not? Would you like it if you placed those sanskars with the Father? You would not like it, would you? So if it comes back even by mistake, then say from your heart, Baba, Baba, Baba. That's all. Finish it. A full stop will be applied. What is Baba? The point. So a full stop will be applied only if you say it from your heart. If you simply remember Baba with your own selfishness and say, Baba, take it away, take it away, you keep it with you. Although yet you tell Baba to take it away, how would he take it? So what will you do? Will you celebrate holy? Will you celebrate it? Holy, holy, it has happened. Acha. Those who think that they will have this determined thought. Okay, you will repeatedly try to get rid of it, will you not? Then it will go away. Do not keep it inside you. What can I do? How can I do this? I can't get rid of it. Don't say this. You have to remove it. So will you have this determined thought? Those who will do this, raise your hands. Raise the hand of your mind not just externally. Raise the hand of your mind. Some were not raising their hands. These people are not raising their hands. Very good. Congratulations, congratulations. It is just that on one side, the advance party is repeatedly asking Bap Dada, how much longer, how much longer, how much longer? Secondly, the elements are also telling the father, now bring about transformation. Even Father Brahma is saying, when will the gates to the supreme abode open? You want to go with him, do you not? You don't want to be left behind, do you? You will go with him, will you not? You will open the gates with him. Even if Brahma Baba turns the key, you will be with him, will you not? So now bring about this transformation. That is all. You have to bring about this transformation. It is not something that belongs to you. Why have you kept something that belongs to someone else? Something that belongs to Ravan. Should you keep something that belongs to someone else? So who does this belong to? It belongs to Ravan, does it not? Why have you kept something that belongs to him? Should you keep it? You will not keep it, will you? Are you sure? Sure? Acha. You may celebrate holy with colours, but first celebrate this holy. You can see that your praise is merciful. Are you? You are the merciful gods and goddesses, are you not? Are you? So do you not feel mercy? Your brothers and sisters are so unhappy. Do you not feel mercy seeing their sorrow? Do you feel mercy? So change your sanskars and the world will then change. Unless you change your sanskars, the world cannot be changed. So what will you do? Today, Bap Dada heard the good news that everyone wants to take drishti. That is good. Bap Dada is obedient to the children, but... You are laughing on hearing but... You may laugh, It is said, the world changes through one's vision. So you have to transform the world with the drishti you receive today. Bap Dada sees that to become perfect and to receive all attainments, this practice over a long time is needed. Don't think that it will happen at that time, no. You want to claim your fortune of the kingdom for a long time, and so perfection is also needed over a long time. Is that okay? Are you double foreigners happy? Acha. To all you special souls who are seated on all three thrones, to the special souls who are self-sovereigns, to the great donor souls who become merciful and give souls a drop of happiness and peace, to the souls who are equal to the Father and who constantly experience determination and success. Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you be introspective and put the expansion of thoughts and words into their essence. Stop the expansion of waste thoughts and become stable in the stage of the essence. That is, merge the sound of wasteful words and make it powerful. That is, put it into its essence. This is introspection. Such introspective children, with their power of silence, can show wandering souls their correct destination. This power of silence can show many beautiful, spiritual, colourful games. With the power of silence, you can hear the sounds in the minds of every soul so closely that it is as though they are speaking personally in front of you. Slogan: to remain light in your nature, sanskars, relationships and connections means to become an angel. Aviat signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Honest children who have honest hearts are able to become a point within a second and remember the Father, the point, because of the greatness of their honesty. Those with honest hearts please the Lord, and because of receiving special blessings from the Father, they are able to keep their heads yukti-yukt, that is, using the right methods, and carry out any task accurately according to the time. This is because they have pleased the Father, the intellect of the wise. Those who have pleased God are automatically razyukt, that is, knowing all secrets, and yukti-yuk. Om Shanti.